Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is time now for our Sustainable Singapore series. And I suppose to start us off, last year there was 763,100 tons of food waste generated here in Singapore. You're shaking your head.
I am.
Everybody is.
Just horrible, horrible figure. It's no wonder then that more people are concerned about food wastage and they're taking steps to do their part.
So there's this survey conducted as well, right? Last year, the National Environment Agency found that 80% of Singaporeans are bothered when uneaten food is thrown away. And then you've got 32% who are open to buying fruits and vegetables with slight imperfections in that sense.
Yeah, and with this motivation to make a change, a group of National University of Singapore and Singapore University of Technology and Design undergrads have started a social enterprise, and it's called Saver.
Interesting. It's a one-stop B2B procurement and sponsorship platform. And basically, you've got this app that lists expiring or like blemish or surplus food for sale to the general public with between 10 to 50% off retail price. Because, you know, it still can be eaten. It's just you got to eat it soon.
That is such a good idea.
Yeah.
Great for smoothies. Anyway, it also connects non-profit organisations, event planners and companies to merchants with products available at bulk discounts and sponsorships for office operations, programmes and event needs.
And get this, Saver is fresh out of the oven. Officially launched app on, August 15, serving Singaporeans another way of tackling food wastage and food insecurity through sustainable entrepreneurship.
So, joining us on the line to share more about this story, Katrina Lee, who is the CEO and co-founder at Saver. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, India and Manisha. Thanks so much for the introduction to Saver.
And I understand, or we understand, that you're a business administration student at NUS. So, how did this inspiration come about? Were you in the canteen and like, wait a minute, people are wasting so much food. This is not right.
That's actually one thing, but I guess the main inspiration for me, like when I started Saver, was really volunteering in the non-profit sector in like school back then. So I was distributing like food donations to low-income households. And then when I was distributing food there, which consisted of like canned food, dried food, soy sauce bottles, I realized there are a lot of beneficiaries like didn't really like the food that was given. So there was a mismatch between like the demand and supply. And I was also working in the F&B industry back then in like restaurants and in snack stores. And because I was like working as a server, I saw the amount of perfectly edible ingredients and cooked food that's thrown away on a daily basis. So I thought I wanted to create a solution that can better like match the supply and demand so that we can reallocate all this unnecessary food wastage to help those in need.
I love this. Well done. Yeah, exactly. I completely echo Elliot's comment there. And for someone so young, you've done so much already. It's very inspiring. So walk us through the process then. So you get this idea, but then you have to build a team and you launched the app a few weeks ago.
Yes. So initially, I started this idea by myself. I had this idea and I actually attended like an entrepreneurship club in NUS, where I pitched the idea like to members who are also like-minded and interested in like sustainability. Okay. So from there, I also took part in hackathon competitions where I got to meet more and more people who are also interested and believe in the same idea as I do. And then afterwards, I managed to form a team of 5 people. So I met them through like hackathons and like entrepreneurship clubs.
Okay. But you know, it's one thing to form a team of like-minded people, you still need money to run. And let's face it, you guys are students, so you don't have that kind of capital. How did you get the funding?
So I participated in quite a lot of entrepreneurship pitching competitions to get funding for my idea, like back when I was starting out in August 2019. So one of the competitions I participated, which is called OCBC Green Pitch 2019, it was where I got my first pre-seed funding, like for my startup. I received like funding from OCBC Bank like to fund like my idea because it was aligned with their own CSR goals of being like environmentally sustainable. So they fund sustainability projects. So from there, it was enough funding for me to be able to onboard like more partners and also develop our minimum viable product, which is the web app platform.
Okay.
So let's talk about the mindset around this. I can remember going grocery shopping with my mother when I was young, and she would always say, oh, just ignore the sell-by date, you know, that she always thought that it was a conspiracy to get things sold. But on the other side, have you had to educate people who might have been hesitant to try expired, blemished or surplus food?
Yes, definitely. So I feel like the education goes both ways. So it's one thing to educate the general public and consumers generally about the fact that expiring blemish and surplus is still perfectly edible to consume. And it's also another thing to convince like F&B merchants also that it's actually perfectly acceptable to also like sell all this food away or like donate it instead of throwing it away. Because for many merchants out there, it's much more convenient to throw it away due to like logistical issues. But then I think even like for like my current B2B customers, like companies, non-profit organizations and food businesses, they are generally open like to the idea of actually like using all this like food to then reutilize like to for those in need when there's cost savings involved and also like resource savings. So we want to make it a very easy and convenient process that is transparent and builds trust among like the merchants and also the customers.
I suppose it's very easy for us to put food at the center of it, right? Because that's a common thing where you really pay attention to expiry dates and whatnot. But we understand that there are other retail products that are environmentally and socially sustainable that's also offered on the platform. Could you tell us a little bit about these products and, you know, the process of choosing them and putting them up?
Sure. So, like, apart from, like, just expiring blemish and surplus food on my platform, so we also have other kinds of retail products there. So in Saver, we also aim to empower SMEs, social enterprises, and startups. So how we do so is that for their products, like they are environmentally sustainable or like the products are made with like a social cause in mind where like perhaps a certain percentage of proceeds will go towards their beneficiaries that they employ.
Okay.
So we allow them to list on our platform and then they can be able to sell their corporate gifts by companies and like other kind of organizations. So this will help them to be able to like boost their sales and marketing efforts compared to like selling on their own website, where we help them to be able to like really maximize their outreach.
We're talking to Katrina Lee, CEO and co-founder at Saver, and this is part of our Sustainable Singapore segment where we're talking about food waste. Katrina, can you explain, when I interact with your app, what am I going to experience?
So when you interact with my app, you come to realize that you can be able to like place orders and apply for sponsorships in a few clicks. So traditionally for procurement processes, you usually have to do a Google search and you have to email the request code. And then when you do that, you have to exchange like around like 10 emails back and forth before you can actually complete an order. And I realized that there will be a lot of customers inquiring the same thing also. So it will be so much more convenient and also transparent to be able to compare prices, discounts and sponsorships instantaneously on our platform without having to like go through many different like websites to check.
Katrina, how many more years of study do you have in NUS left?
I still have 2 more years.
How on earth?
Wow.
How on earth do you balance all of this? And what's the experience been like for you so far? It's kind of like you've had to grow up extra fast. And then we've got this COVID-19 pandemic as well. That hinder you in getting this business underway, in getting Saver underway?
I would say that actually COVID-19 brought about many opportunities for my startup to be able to gain publicity, like unlike pre-COVID times. So one of the initiatives that Saver did like to build up publicity leading up to our launch was that we created like a F&B like circuit breaker resource compilation info site where we like compiled all like the F&B initiatives, funding, publicity support for like the general public and F&B businesses to be able to take a look. So we took like posts from like social media and just brought it all in one place so that people can easily assess all the information that they need.
I guess that on this journey also you have encountered many more people from the sustainability field. Mm. How do you feel about the growth in that sector here in Singapore? Are you encouraged by what you've encountered?
Yes, I'm pretty encouraged, in fact, because in my sustainability journey, I met a lot of entrepreneurs who are really like spearheading change in the sustainability sector, whether is it in the products that they sell or like the cause that they are like advocating for. So there are more and more like young social entrepreneurs nowadays who are also like going into the space. And it's very heartening to hear that also among the general public, more are actually interested in being environmentally conscious and adopt environmentally friendly habits. So I see like sustainability to be a growing trend like for the many years to come.
Okay, here comes a difficult question. Stand by. At the end of the day also, you got to make money, and it is tough to balance between that ambition to grow a business versus actually doing something to help the environment. How does Saver make money, be it to feed you or to just keep the business sustaining?
So in terms of like how we keep ourselves sustaining, if we operate like in an e-commerce kind of business model where we charge like a sales commission to merchants for like every transaction made, and also like for B2B customers who make transactions and also like successfully get sponsorships from our platform, we just charge like a small percentage of platform fee like for using.
Okay. That's easy enough.
Yeah. So a couple of questions on that then. The first one is, what has take up been like so far? What's the kind of response you're getting?
So we have been receiving quite a lot of positive response like from both our merchants and also from our B2B customers. So since our launch, which has been 1 year already, so we have onboarded around 70 over merchant partners and over 70 B2B customers. And right now, we are also still in the midst of growing our customer and merchant base. So pretty exciting things to come for us.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, that was going to be my next question. What is the plan? How big do you want this to be? Do you see yourself expanding even in the region?
Yes. So I think Singapore is our first base, like to really reduce food waste and also like empower like the businesses here. And in the next few years, we are planning to expand beyond Singapore, like to other countries, like perhaps Southeast Asia. And also we are looking at other product categories apart from just food, where there's also potential wastage. And we can see like how we can reallocate wastage from there to also those in need.
Wow, it's really amazing, and we definitely look forward to hearing more about your success stories. We've been speaking with Katrina Lee, the CEO and co-founder of Saver. Katrina, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much. It was nice talking to both of you.
A Sustainable Singapore series written and produced by Rianne Lovell-Bolin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.